And now for the word and prayer of the day brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scriptures are in Psalms. There's three of them. Psalms 119:68. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Psalms 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Psalms 31, verse 19. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. Is God good? More and more people are questioning the goodness of God because of what's going on, especially in the world right now. Maybe that's you. How can such a good God allow bad things to happen? Some of you are in the closet. You want to know God, but don't know if God is truly good. Why do we question? I offer you this. We forget we have a genuine, real enemy. Spiritual warfare is real, friends. People blame God instead of the real culprit. Sometimes it's our own sin that brings evil into the world. We will all give an account. Repentance of sin is vital. I don't claim to know why a sovereign God lets some things happen to us that we don't even cause at times. But I do know the Bible never doubts God's goodness as seen in the verses above. Can you trust God? Yes. Don't blame the brokenness of your life on a good God. He is for you. Let the pain in your life give you a deeper connection and sweeter relationship with Jesus. Even Paul praised God in his captivity when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "Everything, all our troubles are light and momentary compared to what's in store for those who believe." Amen. Paul wrote that in prison. He was in prison but did nothing wrong but still had joy. He still praised God because God is good. I'm reminded of a song I heard as a child. Will you sing with me? God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Dear Jesus, you are so good, and what you do is good. Teach us your heart. May we start giving you all the praise. You are literally the air that we breathe. We deserve nothing and owe you everything. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.